The program you are about to hear is intended for an adult audience. It may contain language or opinions that could be offensive to some listeners.
This is your Captain Jibba Janeway.
This is your co-pilot, Lieutenant Tubok.
We're just up here to let you know we're about to take off.
We've lost a couple of wings. We're plummeting towards Earth.
Make sure you call your family members. We're going to take off the seatbelt sign.
Sit back and be comfortable.
Yeah.
And remember, free booze for everyone. Welcome to the 2 Cent Show. This is the show for July 17th, 2010. And I know we said yesterday that we were going to be taping the show and doing it, but it didn't work out. So we are actually live once again.
Once again.
Once again, we're live. I am Cheetah Ranger Griffin, your host for this. Our show, in case you just tuned in, your first time viewer or whatever. We are here to express the opinions of the oppressed people of the world. The people that you point out to and say, look at that freak, that's us. And we're going to tell you what we think about everything else in the world, probably up to and including your own ass. So, it'll probably piss you off at some point.
Yeah.
It pisses me off at some point.
Pisses me off.
I piss him off. This, by the way, is my co-host, too. My co-host, too.
Hi, Jibba.
Well, hello there. This is Too. This is Jibba, Fox Canubas.
Fox don't start that again.
Oh, please, why not?
How y'all doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I hope everybody out there is doing well. Happy Saturday to y'all. Congratulations on making it through another week.
Yes.
Because you all just rock. You know, if you didn't rock out there, you wouldn't make it through all these weeks. You'd just fall over and die, and then you'd be on the Gore News.
And then I'd have to laugh at you.
And then we'd have to laugh.
Yep.
You'd be on the one sure way to get on the show. You know, people write in all the time. Sometimes they don't make it. You know, but if you kill yourself in some crazy way and send us the video, we'll put that right on there.
What if somebody's writing you a 2 cents letter and they kill themselves while videotaping and, like, typing it?
You know, the last time we said some crazy shit, like, what if people sent money? They did it. So maybe we shouldn't say things like that, because somebody out there might actually fucking do that. But it's like, you know what? Hey! No, don't do that. Please don't do that. We have a new feature on 2 Cents this week. We have this little dude right here. This is the 2Cam. And there we go. See, now we can have a Jibba broken cam right here. Every time he breaks, it's like, no, you can't get away. Ha ha, you cannot get away, bitch. Ha, ha, ha. By the way, this is, if you want to see our view of the studio, then you can, this is what we're looking at right now. This is, and that is a fan, because it, until just recently, was 100 degrees. Oh, and by the way, say hello to yourselves. There you are.
Well, hello, selves.
Anyway. Yeah, that's the way, new little feature that we can have fun with right there. So, yeah, we didn't record the show. It actually went live, mainly because we had to do it now.
Yeah.
But is the control track still playing there? I can't hear any music.
Yeah, it's still playing.
Is it? Yeah, oh, it's just a little lull in music there. Okay.
Ask the people in the chat.
So did you hear BP? Finally.
Yes.
Finally, BP decided to, I don't know, you know, why, it's the British. The British, you know, you gotta plug up a hole with something and leave the British to it. They won't be able to do it. They can't be able, that's why they're all gay. They can't plug up a hole. It's just, I mean, well, how hard is that? That's natural
for
a guy.
Well, that means they're not gay.
Well, yeah, you can do other
or
things.
Or what is it called?
Metrosexual.
Metrosexual.
God, it's such a joke. Metrosexuals. Come out of the closet. Come out.
Or heteroflexible.
There is that.
Heteroflexible.
Heteroflexible. Trisexual. Try anything.
Yeah, try anything.
But they finally got it, apparently. Yeah, they finally got it plugged up and, well, at least to a point where they can control it now.
Right, right.
And it's not blowing up. So now,
we're just waiting for the end of the world.
Yeah, now it's just going to be like a couple years before we die instead of, like, you know, 6 months like it was going to be. But we'll keep on top of that for you.
Because that's an interesting
that's a hot topic.
It is a reason to celebrate, though, on this wonderful
Absolutely.
Saturday in July. Arizona, in case the whole... More Arizona. They're popping up in the news a lot more lately because of they have to, you know, they're being challenged.
Yeah.
And people are like, well, that's wrong. You cannot send illegal Mexicans back to Mexico. But what they found is that on the bill, it's really just been media crap because... Arizona has this. They've implemented this thing, but they looked over a lot of states, and there's like 43 states that have similar laws to this all over the place. It's just the news decided, you know what? Fuck Arizona. We're just going to make them look bad. And the sad part is that the government actually responded to it too, and now it's suing Arizona. Nobody else, just Arizona, because they're in the news. The media, you want to know something, folks? The media has control. I mean, they have a lot of control.
But I will say this in the government's and the other people's defense, that the Arizona bill is a little more harsh than some of the other ones.
It is a bit. Well, from what I understand, it gives the right for police to ask for proof of citizenship of this country if they suspect that you are illegal.
Right.
Now, the problem with that isn't the law. It's the judgment of the cops.
Right, because, if they suspect.
Yeah. Because now it doesn't matter if you were born here. You know, they could, you know, start harassing a guy who was, you know, who's Mexican but born in frickin' Cleveland.
Right.
And that's what they don't want. Unfortunately, I don't know. That maybe there's an in-between. I don't know if there is or not. But if there is,
well, some
I'm sure it has something to do with sex. I mean, it's got to somewhere. It's somebody's got to be getting some somewhere. You know what I mean?
You made me lose my train of thought.
I am so sorry.
You made me think about sex.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. I had sex. I know what happened. I said sex, and you thought Anubis.
Yes.
Sex. Anubis. Like this on your swingies. We have swingies.
Yes, we do.
We have swingies.
How about you?
You were good. I knew it. Who wants to see us in cheerleader outfits bouncing around? Whee! Go no. team! No, we're not going to.
No, we're not.
No, no, that's not going to happen. Oh, man, you know, for the I have a little bit of a gripe. I have a little bit of a gripe, just a little bit, tiny little bit of a gripe to everybody in the world. Okay, is it just me? I've had like times, an extraordinary amount of times over the last couple of days, where people have come up to me and they've said, you know, to do this thing, and I've not wanted to do it, and they've said it's okay. That doesn't bother me. It's like, okay, it's like, I don't want to walk around naked or something. And it's like, oh, you just take all your clothes off. And I'm like, no. It's like, well, it's okay. It doesn't bother me.
Well, I would never say that.
I know you would never say that. But it's like, hey, you know, can we just hit you in the head with the hammer there? I would rather not. Oh, it's okay. It doesn't bother me. It's not about you. You know, have you ever thought about that? It's like, it's okay, it doesn't bother me. Maybe it's not about you. Maybe it's about the other guy. Maybe it bothers him.
Well, but on the other side of that, when people apologize to you for it, they're apologizing because they feel like it's hurting you. So,
okay.
That's why you say, that doesn't bother me, letting them know it's okay that you do that.
Well, I just think, you know, we should extend it, you know, if we're going to be able to do that. Just like, hey, ass rape you right now, down on your knees? So I'd rather not. It's okay, I don't mind. It doesn't bother me. I think that would be... I wonder what somebody would do.
Well, if you actually... But they didn't apologize to you.
I mean, if you just walk up and start mugging some bitch. You know, just hitting her with a freaking monkey wrench. Stop it. No, it's okay. It doesn't bother me. Give me your money. I don't take all your money. I don't want you to take... No, it's okay. It's fine. That's fine with me. Oh, well. Oh, my holy God.
It's time for the news.
You know, Zambuca is animating the time for the news thing. Still, we're going to get the animations. It's coming. Let's see. News is breaking from the Gulf of Mexico that cleanup workers, who are really just contracted fishermen, are being told they will be fired if they wear protective gear. BP is not providing the gear, but if workers want to wear respirators they secure for themselves, the company says they will be fired. According to Louisiana Environmental Action Network and a local environmentalist who just returned from the Gulf, reports of illness among the workers all began almost as soon as the cleanup did, but the government-run health clinics
where they're being treated are amongst the areas the federal government has deemed off-limits to reporters. The feds also barred press from oiled wildlife and booms in a move that makes them look an awful lot like the PR crew for the British oil giant. A coalition including a commercial fishermen's group, environmental groups, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is petitioning the government to force BP to provide respirators for the workers. In its first 3 hours, the petition has garnered more than 16,000 signatures. Now, they didn't mention, there was some people that were speculating, but I know what this is. This is, BP doesn't care if people are being safe and doesn't care if they're being sick. They don't want pictures of cleanup workers looking like they have to be, looking like they're cleanup toxic shit.
Right.
That's what this is all about, PR right here. And that's kind of sad because people are getting fucking sick. I mean, can this fucking company stop fucking up? Can they stop? Is it, they're now people are getting sick because they don't want to have pictures of their workers running around with, you know, stuff that makes them look like they're going to get sick.
There's also another thing that they're taking care of. Because you know the government sends them a bill every month of how much it costs to send aid and clean up themselves and do all that.
Yeah.
This might be a way to force people to stop doing it.
Yes. Yeah, very well.
So they get less bills from the government.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true as well. Although, I mean, although it's got to be that. Because they said, you know, BP is like, we're not going to provide it.
Right.
But even if you go out and get it yourselves,
you can't,
we're still going to fire you. They just don't want the look. This is all, you know, BP, if the executives of BP are listening, and I know that you are because, you know, everybody listens to the show. Just got to say, guys, at this point, there's not a whole hell of a lot more you can do to damage your PR, okay? There's not a shitload you can do that's going to make yourself look any worse. So, I'm really, just let it go, you know, forget about that for now. You guys are done. I mean, you're totally done for a long time. People aren't going to buy your shit like they used to. They're just not going to.
You know what you need to do? How to fix this problem? You need to give everybody 50 cent gas.
StarFox08 says BP is a giant that bleeds mistakes from the gears or something like that.
So it's a big, BP's a big woman.
It's a big...
Big pussy!
Big pussy.
And it was bleeding all over the Gulf.
Bleeding pussy.
Bleeding pussy from the gear. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Bleeding pussy. But except BP, the big pussy, they don't bleed blood. They bleed mistakes and fail. Don't they? Let's see. Questions are being asked about strange deaths in Chinese prisons. It has emerged officials are logging such cases as an inmate who was killed playing blind man's bluff, another who died from picking at acne, and a third who apparently tripped and fatally fell in the toilet. These are among the recorded reasons for a large number of bizarre deaths suffered by inmates of China's detention centers over the past 18 months. Yu Weiping died in Gaokun Town.
He weeped on him.
He did. His family found small holes in his chest, which detention centers claimed were caused by his picking at acne. An autopsy revealed he was killed by being repeatedly stabbed with a needle-like object. Chen Xuan died in Xingshou Shung Shang Ching Pong Tong Shai Gul Haofen. According to police, he tripped in the toilet and died suddenly.
How do you trip? He tripped. Okay.
Tripped on the toilet and died suddenly. A doctor later admitted he was forced to make a false corroboratory statement. A former director general of the Detention Center Management Bureau told the newspaper, "I listen to these cases and I think it's ridiculous. Most are the result of beatings." So... I'm liking where this is going.
I like China personally.
China is fine. It's just don't ever go to prison there, or else you know you may die of, you know, sprig of celery sprouted from his crotch and he died. You know, something they could, you know, English has got to be wonderful there. He died by somebody.
A sprig of celery.
Somebody, yeah.
Oh my hoary lord!
It's time for the news. Oh, broken Jibber again. Jibber. We got Jibber broken. Jibber broken number one. Oh, no. Actually, I don't know if that's number one or not. I don't know. Are you okay? Are you going to make it? Wait.
How does it feel to be broken?
Oh, my God.
I don't like that camera.
I'm going to like the Jibba cam. I'm going to like the Jibba cam. Well, actually, you'll probably, if I ever break it, grab it up and stick it right up my nose. And then that'd be it.
Then we both be broken because I laughed my ass off.
Chinese people died in prison from having the two cams stuffed up their nose.
Yes. You know,
I don't know. I would not go. China seems cool. Just don't go to prison there. And yeah, and don't die of picking at acne or...
Did it say trip in the toilet?
He just said he tripped. He fell in a toilet and died. I don't know how you fall in a toilet and die.
Maybe. Well, they are small over there.
Yeah, and I don't know. It's a prison toilet.
It's
so
a prison toilet.
I don't want to imagine some of the shit that comes out.
They might have big toilets and small Asians. So he might have tripped in the toilet.
They might be. Or they're trying to save water, you know, just like they're doing with children. And that way they just don't flush him but once a day. And he tripped and fell in some noxious shit from hell. That just, you know, especially Chinese, because they're eating like seaweed and kimchi and stuff. And can you imagine a toilet filled with that? Oh, my God, I'd die just looking at it. So maybe that's true. And
You almost killed me with some of your kimchi shits.
Why are you focused on my bowel movements all the time?
They stink up the damn house. I'm asleep, and you wake me up out of sleep with your shit.
Well, stop sleeping in the bathroom.
I don't sleep in the bathroom unless I'm drunk.
Which you always are. Let's see here. This one, I'm particularly fond of this one.
Oh.
Middle school teacher faces a felony abuse charge after Boone County Sheriff's Office investigators alleged that his 5-year-old son, he beat his 5-year-old son with a belt on the 4th of July, was not playing hopscotch to his satisfaction.
Yes, I remember this. I read about it.
Christopher Robinson, 46. I heard a little bit of a laugh from the bun back there. Of Union is facing a Class C felony criminal abuse charge. Robinson is a social studies teacher at Camp Ernst Middle School. Enroll today. The incident occurred about 3 p.m. at Robinson's home and caused severe bruising to his son, according to the police.
Severe bruising?
Severe bruising, that's what it says. Boone County School Superintendent Randy Poe said Tuesday that he's trying to gather more facts about the incident. He is suspended pending an internal investigation, Poe said. We need to find out more information. I have no problem with this story. Why not? You know what? I don't care how cool this goddamn well seems, but you can tell one thing, that child will never play hopscotch wrong again.
Exactly.
That kid is going to grow up to be the fucking hopscotch Olympic fucking champion. He's going to win gold medals in fucking hopscotch now. And I think that's awesome. We need a gold medal champion for the United States.
For hopscotch.
Yes.
For hopscotch.
I think we need to do it with the jump rope. Walking.
Well, there's me walking.
Yes, that's true.
But you know my theory. I'm a big fan. If you have children out there, beat them.
Agreed.
Beat your children into a pulp. That's what my mama did to me. Look at me now. I'm an alcoholic, and I work for Disney.
Oh, same here, yeah. Yeah, I got beat when I was a kid, and look how well-adjusted we fucking turned out. We want everybody to be like us. So, yeah. Yes, I think they need to be beat for every little game. Fucking jacks. If they don't play jacks,
can you imagine?
Just say
they pass the ball, boom, and they miss a jack. Mother!
For every jack you miss, I'm pounding it in your head with a hammer. Good, see little kids with jacks fucking sticking out their head. You did it wrong! Pass the ball again, you bitch! I think that's wonderful. Hang on. Okay, yeah, we got Jibba broken cam right there on the table. And just, there's a Jibba broken finger. Oh, this is going to be fun.
I hate this camera.
It likes you, though.
This camera.
Oh, my God. Oh, goodness. We're going to have so much fun. Let's see. Yeah, I think they needed that.
Beat your children.
To be honest, in a serious manner, I think there is an extreme of beating children that should not happen.
Yes.
Obviously. But
like, just don't beat them because the wind blows.
Yeah, don't beat them for no reason, man. Don't pick up a 2x4 and start smacking their head open. But
one swift hit.
What, you know? I don't think it was right to just completely illegalize, because now you got kids running around keying cars with fucking screwdrivers and acting like complete bitch, because they know there's nothing that nobody can do with them. You should at least be able to still turn the damn things over your knee and spank them when they need to be spanked.
Right.
You know,
I agree.
So I think there needs to be some moderation. But when you leave moderation in the hands of the public, folks, then you wind up with things like, you know, the National Tea Party, which is a joke. Let's see. Undertakers could dissolve corpses in chemicals, then flush the remains into the sewage system under plans being studied by European bureaucrats. The controversial method has been hailed as a much more ecologically sound method of dealing with the dead. The body is placed in a silk bag, itself placed within a metal frame. This is then loaded into a resumator. That sounds evil.
Resumator.
Stick the body into the resumator. The machine is set is filled with a mixture of water and potassium hydrochloride and set to 180 degrees Celsius. The end result is a small quantity of green-brown liquid containing amino acids, peptides, sugars, and salts.
Yum.
Piss.
Yeah, pretty much. The liquid can be recycled back into the ecosystem by being applied to a memorial garden or forest, or simply put into the sewage system. You know, or we could eat them. We could eat it. I think that there might be a good way that we could take this stuff, spice it up pretty good, you know, maybe throw in some bacon, make a nice little soup out of it, and we could feed so many people on this planet. We could virtually wipe out starvation in terrible, horrible countries all over the world. We can wipe them out. We could just completely... We could... it would be good for the planet. It would... We wouldn't be hungry anymore. Don't you care? Don't you care that we wouldn't be hungry?
I'm fat enough. I don't need any more damn food. Get away from me, you damn cannibal.
Some people, you know, I can kind of see, I mean, for more traditionalists, I can kind of see how some people would be against this. It's like, well, because they won't be able to be raised when the end times, but you know, or whatever the hell. But I think... I don't mind it.
I don't mind it. But what it said, what it came out to be, and that is the formula for piss.
Pretty much. And you keep that in your urn on the fucking mantle. You know, they keep you in a little jug, you know, something. Somebody comes up and, oh, what's this? That's Uncle Ralph. Why did you eat Uncle Ralph? Why? Tastes like piss. So, yeah, I don't know. You wind up drinking your Uncle Ralph that way.
Dude.
You could.
You could.
You could drink Uncle Ralph.
Well, that's if you're into the water sputs.
Which I am not, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. I know there have been rumors going around that I have an 18-inch dick and I love to piss on myself. And only one of those things is true. I'm not going to tell you which.
He pisses on himself.
That's a lie. Why do you always lie? It's because you're black.
Yes.
It's because you have glasses. We need to start doing something like... I don't trust you because you have glasses.
I don't trust you because of that hair right there.
Oh, damn it. White Queen. Let's see. Nope, that's one I just read.
Undertaker.
Just read it. God, you know, I've noticed on the camera I look pink. You know why? Because it was that hot in here for a while. I'm probably burned. Either that or the camera's out of balance. One or the other. Or both.
Oh, both.
Yeah, I don't know.
You bumped the fuck up.
Yeah.
Burnt.
I'm burnt. The
you're going to turn black.
I don't care.
You're going to be a nigra.
Well, then it'll be easier bouncing the cameras.
Hey, I love
it. Let's see. What?
California fried griffin.
California fried griffin. I'm opening that store right now. CFG. Come to CFG, folks.
We have Uncle Cracker here.
Try our double down sandwich. Slice of fried griffin between two hunks of baby. Yes! Let's see. A robbery victim had the force on her side other than the police, the force of gravity. About 7 p.m. Friday, Carol J. Costello had just left the Walmart on Belleville Road when a black Chevrolet Impala pulled up in front and forced her to stop. A passenger armed with a silver semi-automatic handgun jumped out and smashed a large hole in the windshield. That's when the suspect's handgun fell through the hole and into Costello's lap. She grabbed the gun and aimed it at the suspect, who fled. Costello then tried to drive off, but her car was struck on the suspect's car. She drove around the Impala, copied its tag number. The suspect also dropped his cell phone, and Costello was able to identify the man who said banged a hole in her windshield from pictures stored on the phone. Police identified the suspect. Why don't more criminals? Yeah, I'm going to steal all your shit. By the way, here's my wallet, here's my phone, here's a blood sample. I'm just going to piss as I leave. Here, I'll just jerk off. There you go. There's my DNA. Have all of it. Good night. Yeah, this dude just left every piece of evidence he possibly could on the way out.
What was the name of that road?
Belleville Road?
Did that happen in Belleville,
no,
Michigan?
No, I'm sorry. I read it wrong. It's Beville.
Oh, I was going to say Belleville Road. That's at Belleville, Michigan, where I went to high school.
I'm so used to reading Belleville Road from Michigan that, yeah, I thought it was, but I was wrong. Nailed it. How'd it feel? So, do you know what time it is? Jibba.
No.
Actually, the Gore News today, okay, we got, there's some good ones here and there. It's not trashingly hilarious. Unfortunately, people just, they weren't dying this week. For some reason, they were keeping themselves together and not being idiots. Everything's getting fixed, man. BP's fixing stuff. People aren't dying as stupid.
They're,
I don't know what's
going on. Laughing at them.
Yeah, maybe that's it. I can't die. Jibba will laugh. They pull themselves out of it. See, you're causing overpopulation. You're just adding to the problem, you bitch.
Well, see, it just...
Now you gotta stab people.
No.
Just to make up for it.
I don't stab people, remember.
Nigga knife.
No, there's...
Nigga hand.
We have a nigga hand and nigga knife, but we don't ever use it. Y'all fall into it.
Well, go out and wave the damn thing around.
So because all I can do is... I can just break this glass right here, and 30 motherfuckers will run in here and fall on it.
White people falling out of the sky and landing on it. Let's see. Gore News. Don't look behind you.
It's the Gore News.
Okay. In New Zealand, a woman woke up in the middle of the night to a strange sound. When she investigated, she discovered that her teenage son was running around the house and screaming and on fire. It was determined that the teenager set himself on fire. However, his mother and father, who are Christian ministers, nor any of his 9 siblings have any clue why he would do such a thing. You know, maybe it was nature saying, you have too many damn kids. I think it was nature saying, you have too many damn kids. I really do. That's what I think.
Did he say it?
He didn't. He's not dead. He's in the hospital in such critical condition they have him in an induced coma, so nobody knows why the fuck he did it.
Maybe. He was being proposed to by his boyfriend, and the Lord said no.
That's possible. Just said, suddenly flames, and burst into flames, and bees. He also had to burst into bees.
Burst into bees?
Flame and bees. That would be your nightmare. That would be God and Satan at the same time. Nobody approves. No, denied. Ooh. God, fire and bees. And there come the bees in the channel.
Wait, before we go further.
Yeah.
If I fall forward, that's one drink. If I fall to the this way, that's 2. If I go behind him, that's 3.
Yeah, or under the table.
Or under the table, that's 3.
That's 3.
There's your drink.
There's the Jibba drinking game.
Forward is 1.
To
my left, your right is 2.
That way.
That way is 2.
Towards me or
under the table is 3.
3 drinks. So that's, and y'all will be fucked up by the time this is over. In Australia, police arrested a 16-year-old kid, handcuffed him, and ordered him to stay on the ground face down in the middle of a busy road.
No, please, don't you go any further. Don't you go any further.
They were just as surprised as a transvestite's husband on a wedding night when a car plowed the teenager over and turned him into a meat hood ornament until he was dead. The officers involved are looking forward to the next great challenge, how to tie their shoes. And I do believe we have some forward. This was a forward. Yeah, yeah, he fell forward this time. So, yeah, it's that is definitely a forward. So that is one shot, folks. One shot. Yeah, you got it.
That has to be on police cam.
I hope it. That sucks. You know, I wouldn't put it past American police to do something like that, but Australia, you don't expect that kind of thing, you know? That's just creepy. But, you know, road pizza, handcuffed road pizza. Some people would think that's hot.
Oh, my God. That would have been so funny to see.
Yeah, well, they're in trouble now, obviously.
Probably not.
No, in Australia, they'll probably get fired.
Oh, yeah.
In India, a woman who... Sorry, I was listening to music there. I thought the break music was coming up. I'm like, what? In India, a woman working at a ketchup factory slipped and fell into one of the massive tanks and began to drown. Another worker jumped in to save her and also began to drown. Third worker jumped in, and so forth, until six people were ketchuped until they were dead. You know, I hear Italian... Indian workers is what gives ketchup that tangy zip. You know, that's where it gets that, you know, that snappiness to it. Whenever you taste it and go, nom. That's Italian worker chunks, I think. Six people died in ketchup. What's wrong with you people? Don't die in ketchup. Die in mayonnaise or something. Beer. Die in beer. You know, if I was ever going to fall in a vat, I'd want to fall in a beer vat.
They drowned in ketchup.
Yeah, they drowned in ketchup. Well, they don't really know because, I mean...
The churning.
It was being churning and mixed, and of course, seeing as it was ketchup, they would never be able to tell really if it was, you know, if they bled or anything. So, they don't know. Six people drowned in ketchup, trying to save each other.
Which ketchup plant was that?
It was someplace in India. It didn't mention the particular... Probably a good idea that they didn't mention it.
I want to know.
I will do some more research and find out.
Because, like, remember, I wanted Princess Di's jam...
That's right. Now you want some Indian worker ketchup?
I want some Indian worker ketchup. I'm going to have body part condiments.
Oh my God.
Before the show goes to its next minute.
You're going to make a sandwich that's just going to be unholy good. It's going to be powerful good.
Powerful. It's America.
It's America. I can make a sandwich out of people's dicks if I want. Indian face ketchup and Princess Di's hair.
Indian face ketchup.
Yes. It's America. I can do it. In Texas.
In Texas, America.
On Wednesday, a federal inmate cooked up a brilliant plan to escape from prison. He decided to hide in a prison trash bin until it was all taken away. His plan works brilliantly. In other news, an escaped federal inmate was found crushed to death in a landfill on Friday. I bet Bubba's angry jail rape doesn't seem so bad now, does it? Yeah, so he crawled into the bin, got out, was like, yay! Shit! It was like, first I was like, yay! Then I was like, oh. Then I was like, see, that's how you get crushed to death. By being stupid like that. Oh, we gotta do this. He's over there. He's still alive. He just, there's the table, and he's almost off the edge there. Hang on, we got more we got to get through. Okay. Finally, in California, a senile government conspiracy theorist who was ranting and raving on the streets of San Francisco became so upset that no one was listening to him that he randomly grabbed an 18-year-old month toddler from the sidewalk, shook her violently, and threw her into traffic, where she quickly became a new poster child for a Michelin tread pattern. They still can't figure out why he did it. But, you know, it's like, hey, baby, into the street. Baby treads. Baby treads. Buy your baby tread tires today. Folks, we are going to have to take a break here pretty quickly. Thank you. Stay tuned. Witchy Chicky segment is going to come up. There's going to be footage from my stand-up at Anthrocon. A few fun things before we come back afterwards with your letters. And by then we'll have put poor Jibba back together. So and we should be back on track. So we'll get to your letters then. Pay attention to Witchy Chicky segment, by the way, because I think it's really gonna be fun. think it's really going to be a lot of fun. I've watched it over and over a few times. It's just fun to watch people own on video games.
Yes.
So, we're going to take a break, and we will be back.
Hello, and welcome to the first edition of Witchy Bunny's Top Frags. I'm your host, Witchy the Gamer Bunny, and I'm going to be here each week to bring you the top frags from all around the net and all around the fandom. Today, we're going to start off with some kills both found and donated by you fine furs out there. Our first kill comes courtesy of Old Duck 9 from YouTube. Now, I know I've done this, come out of spawn and just shot off an arrow randomly. I was never as lucky as this guy, though, who can't even believe his own luck. Take a look. And here, we're going to have a very suspiciously placed camera to catch the other end of the action. Have a look.
Hey noobs, I'm gonna like toy like on your noobs.
I know I'd be smiling too if I got a shot like that. Next up, we're going to move on to Modern Warfare 2, where we have one of the most humiliating kills I have ever seen in a game. Seriously. Remember guys, when playing Sniper, it's all about constant vigilance. Be aware of your surroundings, or you could end up like this guy is about to. Our video taker is going to take a picture of himself behind the sniper, and he's going to send him a note that says, "Behind you." He even has time to go back and correct his spelling error while lying behind this dude. On the roof for a couple of seconds, he jumps down to find the guy he just killed going right back to the same spot. Very sad. Remember, play Sniper in a smart way. This next video is one I've actually heard a lot about, and you probably have too. Still, it's a badass video, and worth the screen time it gets. Another case of blind kill, but unlike the Huntsman one, this one is made worse, if that's even possible, because not only was the guy who was killed in motion at the time, as you'll see, but this is also the game-winning kill.
Good job, team. Get ready for the next round.
Listen to everyone's disbelief as they watch this awesome kill.
Oh my god.
Seriously, best kill. Finally, we have a video from the Furry Pound's own bird admin, Sec765, who brings us a video of his amazing spy skills. This video is really much too long for me to show you all the highlights, but I can show you some of them. Just watch. Spies are an incredibly difficult class to play in TF2, and Sec shows us why fit spies are always hated. Sec, the Pirates of the Phantom salute with fire. That's all for today, folks. Tune in next week for more awesome frags. If you want to send in videos of you owning in a game or even a colossal fail, send them in to witchybunny@gmail.com. This is Witchy Bunny, and this has been my top frags. Many thanks to everyone who helped contribute to this video, and a special thanks to my group, The Furry Pound, located on Steam or online at www.thefurrypound.org, and many special thanks to Rant and Griffin Studios for making this possible. See you guys next week.
Hello, people of the internet. I am Jimbo Billy Bob, and this is Jimbo Billy Bob's The Truth, where I expose the lies of the far-left liberal propagandists such as Fox News and the KKK channel. Last week, I told you the truth about our black president, Adolf Saddam Hussein Osama bin Laden, why guns are good, and those America-hating nutcases known as vegetarians. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about... I thought I'd forget, so I wrote it down, but damn it, I can't read. It's that slit eye country. You know, like the one we bombed in WW2, only we didn't bomb it. Luann! Luann! What? What's that country called? The one with all the slit eye folk.
What do you call them? Pagans, niggers, or chinks?
Chinks?
Them from China.
That's it. China. Did you know there are 80 gajillion people in China? It's true. I can't even count that high. And every one of them hates America. They ask them when they come out of the woman's doohickey, do you hate America? And every one of them says, yeah, I hate America and American values like freedom, liberty, and lynching blacks. If they don't say that, they get shot. If their eyes are too big, they get shot. If they're gay, I know what you're thinking, they get shot. But no, they're allowed to live. I'm telling you, China has no good qualities. Now, if you know anything about these slit-eye countries, and I'm not saying you should, but if you do, you'll know that all they eat is rice. But this China place, well, they eat something else, too. Something ungodly. Something no self-respecting, freedom-loving American would ever eat. Seaweed. It's true! Seaweed! That's like plants that have drowned. I mean, if you're gonna eat plants, at least eat plants that are tough, like cactuses or pigs. Seaweed's like the queers of the plant world. I'm telling you, President Nixon had the right idea when he said we should just nuke the bastards. But no one listened to him, just 'cause he made a gate out of water. And I know it was a stupid thing to do. You should make gates out of wood. Otherwise, they ain't gonna keep the raccoons out. 'Cause, you know, raccoons can swim. But that was no reason why we should ignore all his good ideas. You know, like mass genocide. All I'm saying is Nixon was clearly our best ever president. Well, except for George W., but, you know, that goes without saying. Right, now I gotta go have my yearly bath, but till next time, just remember, if it puts foreigners in a bad light, it's probably true.
I would go to every prison in America, and I would replace all the electric chairs with slap shots. That shakes itself up, wouldn't it? After, yeah, that's right, Texas. You wanna execute any more retards, you gotta do it with this. Alright? What's that? Put them on the chairs, snap them down, throw a switch, over go, that's weak! From now on, you get to tie Corky down and watch him play like a bad man on a broken roller coaster while you slap chop his ass until he dies. Now that's the next take. Hey, if the government's gonna murder people anyway, might as well make it fun for Christmas, right? That's another rule, too. That would be another rule I make. No more tying the arms down. You can't do it. Strap them to a table or a chair or whatever. Can't tie down the arms. I don't care what you've done. Murder, rape, treason, doesn't matter. If you're going to be legally put to death, you should have the God-given right to flail the hell out of whoever's doing it. And under my administration, the person who carried out the execution would always be the judge who ordered it personally. No more sitting behind a desk in a fancy black robe deciding to end the life of a fellow human being or your morning cup of cafe au lait without getting dirt on your hands. Nah. My world, if you don't want somebody dead, they'd have to die right and get their hands bloody too. And naked. They'd have to do it naked. And in a cool room, you know, so the nipples would stand out a little bit, make it look sexy, you know? And the only drug administered would be a highly engineered, potent form of PCP. I talked to somebody who actually supports capital punishment. I don't get it. I was like, well, how can you think, okay, it was right to kill somebody because it was wrong to kill somebody? It doesn't make sense to me. And he said, well, they're a drain on society. My tax money. My money. So I said, okay, well, fine. Well, if we're going to kill people because they're a drain on society, why stop with the people in prison? Why not the guy? Why not the bum that is laying in the ditch outside in Detroit because he lost his house during the economic crisis? Why not the soldier who comes home with his legs blown off and can't work anymore? How about the bum who stands on the internet? Those guys aren't making the world any better. Let's get rid of them too. Problem is, you couldn't just drive up in a black sedan and just push them in and drive off. That's a little too sinister. So we would need ninjas.
Out for her body rolls. Hopefully we won't have to watch her body rolls again. I don't know why that was in the lineup twice, folks. It's probably my fault, but we actually had to play it so we can keep on time.
Hey, so, it works. We got to talk about it.
Yeah, we got to talk about it, which we need practice for that anyway, because we're going to have a segment coming up where we actually do that.
Thanks for telling me.
Well, I thought you'd want to know. You know, so now we know.
But knowing is power.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So, right now we've got a little list here for you. You know how we're you know, something a little in between here. We got a list. This is rules that men wish women knew. This is guy rules, and I've read through these, and as far as I can tell, they're extremely true. And I, by the way, I don't know if anybody can see this right. We had a little problem with some dropout a minute ago, and I'm not getting the channel at all on my thing, but it could just be my phone. So I don't know. Okay. Either way, we're going to continue recording, and we'll upload it later.
We're still here.
We're still here. So, first thing, you got to realize that guys are different than girls, and you know, emotionally, right?
Yes.
You know that. Yeah. I know that. We all know that. So these are the things that guys would like every woman to hear. So here we go. Number 25. We'll start with 25. Nothing says I love you like sex.
Yes.
For guys, that's
true.
Next, you have enough clothes.
But
you're gay. You're gay.
Because I love my clothes, and you know how many clothes I have.
Yes, that's true. Women wearing Wonder Bras and low-cut blouses lose their right to complain about having their boobs stared at.
Yes.
Amen. And for all you women, we're not doing this to offend any females out there. Besides, if we do, then Witchy will kick our asses. We know she will. So, let's see. You can either ask us to do something or tell us what you want done. Not both! That drives me batshit when that happens. I hate it! Don't rub the lamp if you don't want the genie to come out. And that's not just for women, that's for everybody.
Everybody. Don't tease us and not expect something to happen.
Mm-hmm.
If the soldier pops up, he's going to shoot.
Yeah, yep. And you caused it. Let us oogle. If we don't look at other women, how can we tell how pretty you are? When I kind of...
Yes, yes and no, 50-50.
Yeah. If something we said can be interpreted two ways and one of those ways make you sad and angry, we meant the other one.
Yep.
Thank you, whoever wrote this. If you don't dress like Victoria's Secret girls, don't expect us to act like soap opera guys. I can see that. Sunday equals sports.
See, I might be a fag, but I do love my sports.
I love some sports. I do. Let's see. Don't fake it. We'd rather be ineffective than deceived. Okay. Personally, I'd rather be deceived.
Me too.
Let me think I'm doing well. A headache that lasts for 17 months is a problem. See a doctor. Yes and no are perfectly acceptable answers. Thank you. Yes, pissing standing up is more difficult than peeing from point-blank range. We're bound to miss sometimes. Keep that in mind, ladies.
Can I say something about that?
Sure.
We understand that we can't always get in the right spot. And in that, you, like you said, point blank range, you get to sip. When we pee, sometimes it doesn't come out as a steady stream.
Yeah.
Sometimes it comes out as a spray.
Yeah.
So we can't always control it.
Sometimes it'll come out. You ever, like, pee and, like, it comes out?
In two streams, yes.
Yeah.
That mean, you know what that means, though?
Yes. But we're not going to talk about that. But sometimes you'll wake up in the morning after a wonderful night, and you'll go to pee, and it'll... What?
So you push a little harder to break that.
Yeah, and you're trying to pee it open more, and it just goes everywhere. And you're standing there, it's, what the fuck? Why? It happens. These are things that happen. Now, if I ever saw a vagina doing that, I think I'd lose my damn mind.
Well, they pee everywhere anyway.
Yeah, but they're at point blank, so yeah. Let's see. Learn to work the toilet seat. If it's up, put it down.
Thank you.
Yes. Mark anniversaries on a calendar. Anything you wear is fine, really. If you think you're fat, you probably are. Don't ask us.
Because we will say you're not every single time.
Anything we said 6 or 8 months ago is inadmissible in an argument. And finally, get rid of your cat. I like those rules, folks. I dig them. Well, we got a bunny back there who wants to do a segment. I believe it's something to do with the upcoming holidays this next week. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, you would be.
Hey. Well, what have you got? What kind of holidays we got coming up here next week?
Well,
what's the day?
Today is the 17th, isn't it?
Well, what's the holiday?
It's Yellow Pig Day.
Yellow Pig Day?
Yeah. All right. Before, you know, Farmer Bob goes out there and starts hugging up on Charlotte, look.
Yes. Please continue.
All right. This was actually a holiday that was created by some Princeton mathematicians. They wanted to come up with, you know, 10 interesting things about the number 17.
Okay.
So they decided, apparently these geniuses decided they were going to create a 17-toothed, 17-headed, 17-dicked yellow pig as a mythical creature. So we're calling...
And there's a holiday for this?
Yeah, it's today.
How do you celebrate this holiday?
Well, what you're going to do is you're going to take the number 17 and you're going to come up with some very interesting facts about the number 17.
Oh, we got to celebrate 17. We can do that. What about the rest of the week?
All right. Well, the 18th, and we got to really thank one of our old presidents from back in our day. President Reagan, he loved ice cream. So actually, this is National Ice Cream Month.
Okay.
I like that.
I like that.
Because he was just that awesome.
Okay, yeah.
Today is National Ice Cream Day. Now...
No, you mean tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah. All right, well, guys, you know, I don't want to hear about you, you know, eating ice cream while playing World of Warcraft. I really want to hear how you guys celebrate this day. I want to hear about you somehow conning Satan into coming, giving you a blowjob while you're blowing up your car or, you know, something.
For ice cream day?
Yeah.
How about we eat ice cream? Just a thought!
We are going somewhere tomorrow. We're going to eat a bunch of ice cream.
That's right. We're going to Disney tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to Disney ride.
What about Tuesday? Keep going.
All right. Looking at the 19th. All right. This is going to be something for the UK, guys. I know it's every 4 years and it's 2012 next, but this was an annual holiday. It's called Flitch Day.
Okay.
The most awesome of all days, of course. Back in 1108, somebody decided, hey, we love bacon. And some other people said, well, I like bacon. And they said, well, what are you going to do for it? And they said, hey, I've been faithful to my wife for the last year. And so, you know, they said, okay, well, you didn't have any unfaithful thoughts. Here, have a flitch of bacon. Now, a flitch is today's measurements, that would be half a pig. I want that much bacon.
I do, too. Why? So what about the rest of the week? Quickly, we're running out of time.
All right. The 20th is Ugly Truck Day. The 21st, rednecks. The 21st is Drunk Food Day, and the 22nd, great for the pedophiles. It's Rat Catcher Day. Probably started off the Pied Piper thing. Thank your ice cream guy, I suppose.
Oh, that's well. That's awesome. Now we know what to look forward to in the next week. I think that's really. Oh, hey. Oh. Sorry. Well, you know, it's my favorite part of the show. If I don't know if we're on channel or not. I mean, no idea. But
we're still going.
It is time for
Dear Two Letters.
It's Dear Two Letters. Wow, we did that good.
Yes, we did.
Dear Two, I'm a 16-year-old male furry dealing with a crisis. After days of consideration, I decided to come out as a furry to my parents and friends. What I said was, Mom, Dad, Grandpa, Reverend, I like feeding off to anthropomorphic animals. You see, I'm really a black wolf inside whose name is Night Shadow, Blood Raven, Damien, Lushard, Victor, Vampire, Walmart, McDarky Dark. This beast has lain dormant inside of me all these years, and I can no longer fight it. Each night I dream of running through the forest on all fours, the wind blowing through my fur as I chase after prey. I reenacted this very scenario yesterday at the Waffle House. Looking for prey, I spotted an unattended baby, and after attempting to sell it car insurance, went the other route.
Eat its head!
I was shocked when the owner asked me to leave after paying $3.39 for the baby and coffee. This is obvious persecution, and I won't stand for it. When I bark at random people, howl in the middle of a crowded mall, or decide to take a poop on the table in the middle of a family reunion, I should not be treated this way. Worse yet, when I finished my confession, my own family and even the church congregation were silent and motionless for about 2 hours. I truly feel betrayed. This is who I am, and I should not have to hide it. Have you ever dealt with persecution? Will Grandpa flinging ever be recognized as a national sport? What's a good time to buy staples? This is from Rain from Alabama. And you know what? I know exactly how he feels. I do. You know, every time that, you know, I wander around jerking off in public with a fursuit on and people point at me and say, look at that freak, I should not have to deal with that. I should, that's persecution. It's completely unfair. And that should end. It should not happen anymore. Actually, I don't know if this dude knows how close. It's obviously a parody.
I would hope.
But I don't know if he knows how close this is to some things that some people actually say. Some furries actually say.
I hope.
You want to throw one?
I want to throw one.
Right there. Right there.
Remember, I don't play basketball.
Yeah, I know. Throw it right. Oh, nice. Good shot. Let's see. Yeah,
I want to take a poop on the table.
So do I. And not be persecuted.
I want to run around and sell babies car insurance. I will be the Al Sharpton of the furries.
I want to take a dump wherever I please, whenever I please. And if I do that, then that's my life choice, and you can't persecute me for that.
You never.
Dear Two, if you were forced to play only one video game for the rest of your life, what game would you pick and why? Yours, Spectre from Australia. I thought about this, and I had the advantage of actually being able to think about it ahead of time. I kind of have a trick answer, but not really, because it's what I would actually pick. I would pick chess. I can't think of any other game that would be so dynamic over a long period of time. I mean, I love Call of Duty, I love L4D, but I would get sick of those. You would get sick of those after a while. I think the only game...
Well, it has to be video chess, because he's...
Yeah, video chess. Yeah, like, you know, Chess Master or something like that.
I remember that game.
Yeah. Yeah, I would play chess. And besides, by the time I was old, I could whip out a real chessboard and kick your ass. I mean, I would get good at that game. So I think that's a legitimate answer. I would pick chess. If I could only have one video game, I would take chess. What about yourself? You probably pick Halo.
No, actually I wouldn't, because Halo's been pissing me off recently. I've been on Call of Duty 4 and Battlefield Bad Company 2.
Oh, yeah?
But I would have to actually choose probably it was between two, gin or euchre online.
Ah, that's a nice idea.
You know how to play euchre. We both know how to play gin, so, and that's something that we could play online and still play for a long time.
We could.
Along
we
with
play
chess.
It together.
You know, actually, chess is up there, but I have it's between gin and euchre.
Yeah. Well, the only other one I could think about would be like some kind of virtual pool. That would be, but
that yeah. That could run itself thin.
That could. It could. It could make you sick of pool. Let's see. Dear Two, while watching your new show, an idea struck you and struck as you and Jibba were performing The White Queen. If you need a segment, why not ask for some of the fans to take a photo or example in, for example, in the link below that I just randomly did White Queen that someone caught on camera.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, we had somebody send in themselves in fursuit doing The White Queen. And this is from Raylith, by the way, in Australia. He says, keep up the awesome work. Thank you very much
Thank
for the
you.
White Queen. You know, we would actually, if people started sending in White Queen pictures, I would like to see,
White
do,
Queen, yeah.
do your White Queen.
Do your White Queen.
Do it wherever you want. A bowling alley, do it in the middle of a mall.
Well, actually, put it back up for a second, if you can. Look, he's holding a bowling pin.
He is holding a bowling pin.
Well, it has a cap on it, like you said.
It's a drink, but it's still a bowling pin. But yeah, he's got a bowling pin there. I mean, that's his bowling quip, his bowling pin White Queen.
Well, let us do the White Queen.
Yes.
We have to do
the... Okay, White Queen. That's our White Queen. You know what? You do your White Queen. Send us your White Queen. We'd like to see your White Queens. Your White Queens. How you would do your White Queens. Let's see. Dear Two... I get a bit lustful to fantasies of my boyfriend forcing himself on me or spanking me. I have a feeling I'm going to have to be Dr. Two Rest Timer here. The problem is, my boyfriend is sort of submissive most of the time. I love him very much and hold him very close to my heart. He's even given me permission to have a master for some of the things that I want, such as spanking and whatnot. But I... real show now. I don't want a master. I want him. Is there any possible way you think I could convince my mate to be a little more dumb? I'm thinking about stopping sex so he really gets pinned up and just pounces on me. Hugs and kisses from Sorna. Don't do that.
Don't do it. Wait, I gotta say it.
Good. Go ahead.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
If you start doing that, your boyfriend already knows that you have some sexual frustrations with him. If you start cutting him off of sex, he'll think you don't want him anymore. He'll think you don't like him. Don't do that. That would be bad. What a lot of people who aren't dom enough are failing to realize is that you actually do enjoy being dom. Start him out small. Some little thing. Some tiny little thing. Work him up from somewhere. And I'm not even going to go into what the hell you guys might be doing because I don't... And don't send pictures of it. No. But whatever it is... Yeah, send him in here. But whatever it is, start out small. Some little... Just... Get a pair of handcuffs and give them to him. Here, handcuff me. No, not that. I don't know if you're kind of into that kind of thing. You know, but then get, you know, the cucumber and the frozen and, you know,
frozen
tell him.
Popsicle.
Where, yeah, and just tell him, have him stick that, you know, up. And then you can get the gimp suit, make him, you know, with the wearing that. And then you can, you know, go into the barbed wire, you know, ball trap, which...
Go to Meijer. Go to a 24-hour place. Buy a... you can buy a nice little ball and along with some paper clips and some rat poison.
Yeah. Chainsaw.
Ooh, chainsaw.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Electric. Stuff. I have no idea, but what I do know is that you should start him out small. Start him on, you know, little unthreatening things, and build up from there, and see if it works out.
Well, my take of it, don't try to force him into it.
No,
I mean talk to him. I'm not sure if you didn't. I don't know if you tried to get him to do it in the middle of sex. Talk to him before. Talk to him. Let him know that this is what you're into. Maybe. Because if he's more submissive, he might be actually into it himself.
That's
and
true.
If you two can go back and forth with it, that might even spice up your sex life.
Yeah. That's good advice. How did you ever get so smart about things like bondage?
This is...
He read the book.
Do you really want to know?
He read the book.
I wrote the book.
Read the book.
Actually, I have to say this. My the person who I'm currently dating...
it's a...
Read how this man shot a man for biting the pillow too loud. Read the book.
Oh, my God.
Jim and Dan can't just... We got him.
In the middle of sex.
Oh, yeah.
Boom! Boom.
I hear they twitch if you do that. It's kind of hot. I'm not even going to go there. I shouldn't even... Sometimes the most crazy things come out of my mouth. Don't know why. Anyway, you were going to mention.
Mention, yes.
Yes.
Actually, the person who I'm dating is kind of into bondage.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a little bit. He likes to be tied up and other things. And if this is live, then he's in the chat room. He's under Morrow, M-O-R-O-W. You mess with him. Talk about his bondage.
Talk his bondage.
His bondage.
Well, because it's funny. Because it doesn't matter what happens on the show. It's funny.
It's funny.
Because I am an award-winning comedian right there. I got this from... See, look. I got this is my award that I got from the Australians for being so goddamn cool. They gave me this award. It's freaking heavy, and I so there every time you don't think I'm funny, just look at that and laugh. Goddamn it!
Award winning.
Yes.
American.
Award winning.
American award winning too.
Yes.
Two Buddha suits.
Two Buddha
suits. Oh.
Two.
Buddha
Sue. Two Buddha Sue.
Oh, wait, no, Sue is
Sue.
This. Yes.
Two. Oh, right.
Two Buddha Sue.
Two Buddha Sue.
Two Buddha Sue.
Two Buddha Sue. Science. Two Buddha Sue. Two Buddha Sue.
Two science Buddha Sue.
Two science Buddha Sue.
Yeah, two science Buddha Sue.
There we go. I like it. Dear Two, what time we got here? Okay. I'm writing to ask you about government-regulated age limit for viewing pornography. In most cases, you have to be 18-plus years to go into a porn or adult website. What confused me about this is I could be sitting at the computer all day before my 18th birthday, and according to the government, I'm not mature enough to watch porn. But the very next day, when I turn 18... I'm all of a sudden mature enough to watch porn. Why do you think the law decided to choose 18 as the magic number? Thanks from another loyal fan, Siroquois from Tacoma, Washington. Hey, been there. Nice place. Okay, here's what you don't know. When on your 18th birthday, the curse word fairy actually comes, the curse word and nudity fairy. They come and they place a list of curse word and a picture of every naked part of the body that you would ever need to see under your pillow. So that when you wake up on the morning of your 18th birthday, you know every curse word. Because, you know, you don't know those words until you're 18. You've never heard of them, you know, which is why even if you're watching the show right now and we say them, they probably sound like creepy alien-ese to you. Until you're 18 and that gland, your cursing gland is turned on by the curse word fairy, and it's the same way with porn.
Right.
You just, you can't comprehend that stuff. So, that's what it is. You know, we have to make sure that, you know.
Well, this is like saying, yeah.
Yeah. Which is, that's my favorite curse word ever. Yeah. You know, I think it's really, I'm stupid. You know,
right.
The whole damn thing. Oh, Lord. You know why? Okay, here's the reason they chose 18, and I'll tell you the real reason. It's because once upon a time, we used to have this thing in the world called parents. And parents were the people who generally decided when their kids were mature enough to do something or not do something.
Right.
It was up to them.
Right.
Well, because so many parents have stopped being parents and could give less than a shit about, you know, their child's development anymore, the government has to step in, take over, and put down some kind of static line in the sand.
Right.
That everybody has to follow instead of just leaving it up to responsible parents, because there really is no such fucking thing. Oh, sorry, no such thing anymore. So that's why the magic number is 18.
And I actually, I do, which is weird because I didn't, he never shows me the letters before. I hear him right as he reads them. And I know the reason why it's 18. I actually do know the reason.
Yeah.
Because legally, you are an adult at 18.
Yeah.
But I think what he's asking is, why are you an adult at 18?
Because if you remember, years ago, before the birth dates came into the fact of when you went to school,
yeah.
you graduated around when you were 18.
Yeah, that's true.
So you would be out of the house, able to take care of yourself, so you should be allowed to do what you wish.
Yeah. Yeah, and the reason it happened that way was because I honestly believe at some point, you know, it was the parents that decided when their child had become a man.
Right.
But they don't really take that much of an interest anymore, so, you know, who knows?
Who knows? But whatever. 18, if you're not, you can't look at porn, you don't know about the words, and you don't know
if you're... You get it?
How dare you?
Fuck you, my mother's a saint!
You almost sounded like Kage.
Oh, sorry, is there... Didn't mean to sound like Kage. Hey, speaking of which, I think we have a letter here about Kage. Dear Two, I'm emailing you to clear up a rumor about Uncle Kage. Some furs believe that Uncle Kage is rogue. Is this correct? Please let me know. Thank you from Gold Wear Dragon. You know, Kage is not only rogue. Kage is every fursuiter. He's every character. You don't know this, but we're all living in Kage's mind.
Yes.
You have no idea. Every time you see a hot fursuiter out there and you think, maybe it's, and, you know, you kind of go up to him and cuddle him a little bit, that could be Kage in there. It very well could. Kage is everywhere.
Everywhere.
So it wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me if he was also rogue. It wouldn't surprise me if Kage was actually like half of the suits in the parade.
Just, I agree.
It wouldn't surprise me. But who really knows?
Who knows?
So
I don't.
I don't know either.
Let's ponder.
White Queen. Okay. Dear Two, if you drove your car as fast as the speed of light, what would happen if you activated the front lights? Sincerely, Chet Spotty Cat. Well, the first thing that would happen is your crotch would actually sprout some celery, and everybody in Ohio's right arm would explode. They've done tests with this. They've come very close. But it hasn't happened yet.
I like to think, if you turn your lights on, the South Park did, the poop note.
Mm-hmm.
The poop note would turn on around the globe.
Yes. Everybody would shit themselves.
That would be
absolutely smelly. That would stink a lot.
Think of like India that has
that 50 smells too.
They already smelled because of the people there, and then when they all take a shit in the Ganges River or whatever that
Ganges,
river
is. Yeah, whatever. that would be interesting. Actually, if you physics crazed people out there, what it would really happen? Well, in the first place, you can't travel at the speed of light. You can only travel slightly less than the speed of light, and it would depend on whether or not you're talking about your own perception or somebody else's, because as you approach the speed of light, speed time slows down for you, for the occupants traveling in, say, if it was a bus.
Right.
Now, since time slows down for you, to your perception, the speed of light just continues to get faster. You can never reach it, because the closer you get to it, time slows down for you. If you turn on a flashlight, the beam doesn't come out slow. It comes out really fast. It comes out just as fast as light is, because your perceptions are slowed down because you are slower in time. However, everybody else, if they saw it, they'd saw you shining a flashlight just 1 mile an hour slower than the speed of light, and, you know, if it was possible.
With the speed of light, because you have to remember, if your car is traveling the speed of light, so is your headlights. So if you turn on your headlights at the speed of light...
You wouldn't be able to, because at the speed of light, time stops.
You know what I mean.
If you turned on the speed of light, say you're 1 mile an hour slower than the speed of light, and you turned on your headlights...
Your headlights are going to still go at the speed of light compared to how fast you're traveling.
Compared, because you're slowing down in time, so
right.
it would look like...
Right. It would look just normal.
It would just look normal to
We're
you.
Saying the same thing.
Yeah, we are. So that's what actually would happen. And there's some physics people out there going, wow, he's right. How does Two know so much about physics? It's because I'm fucking smart, okay?
We're not stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are. Dear Two, I know that you are all gay and all, so... so obviously, you don't really dig vagina.
and I'm really cool with that. But watching some of your stand-up shows, it got me thinking, are you gay because of something in your genes, or is it just because you dislike women? I don't mean dislike as in chauvinistic, but rather that they flat-out annoy you. Good luck, no offense, and looking forward to your response. I'm annoyed by everybody! Yes, women annoy me. And so do gay people. And so do black people. And so do you! And so does him! And so do I! I'm annoyed by everybody in the fucking world, yes. So it's not... I'm not boinking certain people because they annoy me. Or not boinking. I'm boinking other people that annoy me. I'm boinking him, and he annoys me. I jerk off, and I annoy myself. So it has nothing to do with
that. I hear him in there screaming.
Yes. Why am I doing this again? Why? That's the way it works. Here's me smacking him around. Smack. This is the two pissed off cam right here. Why? Why? There you go. Okay. Uh-oh. Oh, we got under the table. We have an under the table. See, there's the table. Under the table. That's a three shot one right there. Okay. Oh, he got the rag. When he does the rag, that's a joint. You know,
joint.
That's a joint. When he does the rag, that's a joint. Anyway. Let's see. Dear Two, recently, just yesterday in fact, my partner left me.
Oh.
This has been the most recent in a series of misery for me. I'm hated at college. I have no friends that I can trust, no real skills, no real outlook for the future. My kitty leaving me has just pushed me over the edge. She was the only thing in my life that was truly right. Now I have literally nothing. I've started self-harming again, and my thoughts of suicide have come back. I understand that you'll probably think I'm stupid for wanting to kill myself, but in all honesty, I feel like I'm just a waste of space. Please, Two, I really need some advice before I go over the top and do a Heath Ledger on everyone. I do believe that the key to this whole thing is in the last word of your sentence, the last sentence there. You said go Heath Ledger on everyone. Not on yourself, on everyone else. Because it seems to matter more to you what other people think of you than you do. You need to pull your head out of everybody else's ass and stop giving a shit what they think about you. You know, what they think your prospects are and what they think your skills are, and start believing in yourself. It sounds to me like you are putting too much stock in everybody else around you. And I don't want to say that it's silly or wrong of you to actually feel bad for losing, you know, a boyfriend or girlfriend.
That happens.
Yeah, that you should feel bad about. That's something that it's normally you're going to feel sad about that. But all of this put together, it sounds like the world is beating on you and pounding on you. And it's making you kind of want to end yourself. But this world is not about what you can do for them. The world is about what you can do for yourself. The world is about you, how you perceive it, what you think of you, and what you decide to do in your life. If you look at everybody else, they're going to tell you to shut the fuck up, sit down, and don't do anything, and be quiet. That's what they're always going to tell you. That's the way the world works. But that's why you need to determine your own shit. You need to determine what you're going to do with your life, how valuable you are, what you want to do, what your skills are, and get off your ass and do them. Because if you don't, you're going to sit there and you're just going to sulk until you rot away anyway. So, you know, you need to start thinking about who you are to yourself. And if you're answering yourself, you know, with answers like, well, I'm nobody, and you're saying that about yourself, your own opinion, you need to do something about that. Jibba, do you have any advice?
Well, as you know, this one, talking about killing yourself hit close home to me.
Yeah.
It hits very close home to me.
Oh, in the first place, by the way, I want to say this just real quick. Don't kill yourself. We are not advocating that you do. Do not kill yourself. It's a permanent solution to a temporary fucking problem.
And that's what I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
There is nothing in this world that you can't handle. There's nothing. There's no reason that you should ever have to kill yourself. Granted, you lost your mate. You got to remember, there are couples, and even granted straight couples, who have been together for 80 years, loving, and their significant other dies. They don't go out killing themselves.
Nope.
The person, if they left you, you take it as a learning experience and move on. You learn
You learn that you love them. You learn that things happened. You learn that things go on, and you need to move on from that and take that experience and use it later on in life. There's no reason. There is absolutely no reason for you to kill yourself. No reason.
I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this much. And before we go into the next letter, hang on. Don't do anything to yourself. Just go through it. Feel whatever you need to feel. But if in 3 months you still feel as bad as you do now and you don't feel like you have a future and you don't feel like there's anything for you, I will give you $1 million. I mean, that's my solemn promise. I will do that. Because in 3 months, you're going to realize, okay, there's another side to this, and you can't hold out for it.
Yeah.
Trust the bird. Trust the bird and the coon. Trust the bird and coon. Dear Jibba.
You know,
about
damn time I get a damn letter. Y'all don't send me shit.
They do, too. I just throw them away.
Uh-uh. You need to send me letters.
No. Send them to dear@radio.com.
Send them to... No.
No. Because then they'll do that, and then we'll get all fucked up.
send them to him, but Dear Jibba. That's all I want.
Send them to him,
but Dear Jibba.
Dear Jibba, you mentioned adding you to Xbox Live to someone on the 7-2 show of 2 Cents. I realize I have never heard you mention your gamer tag. I'm starting to believe you are keeping it a mystery, so Dan Brown will write some crazy novel about how your gamer tag forms a pentagram or some shit.
Good one. I like that.
Anyway, if there's some way I could obtain it, I would very much appreciate it, as you would probably be awesome to throw down with in Halo or something. On a side note, Google Chrome does not recognize your name,
exactly.
But it recognizes my name as well as Two's. You know what I'm thinking? Sue! Fox-hating bastards!
Oh, no, see...
As always, your loyal fan from Lelantos, the eagle. Hello, bird.
Hello, bird. Google Chrome does not recognize my name because I pay them millions of dollars a year to keep me secret. No, my gamer tag is Darth, as in Darth Vader, Darth Jibba. Darth Jibba. Exactly.
Real show now.
It's a double real show.
Double real show.
Darth Jibba, add me. I'll play.
For anybody who's actually curious, I'm on Steam. I don't get on Xbox much, but I'm on Steam as 2_Griffin, and people are adding me all over the place, too, so...
I'm on Steam, but I don't play...
Yeah.
I'm waiting for my next computer. I actually have a friend of mine building me a computer right now. So actually, once I get it, I'll be on Steam. Awesome. And I'll be playing both.
That's cool. Well, I don't know how well... I mean, obviously, we have the show here. So we're going to go ahead and finish it up and stream it if we need it, if it needs to be streamed. I don't know if people are still watching live or not. But whether you are or not, thanks for tuning into the show. And We're going to have to take off here in about a minute or two. I had fun.
I did, too.
I hope you had fun. And you better have had fun, because I am an award-winning comedian. Award-winning comedian.
Actually, I've had a bunch of questions about this, too, and we need to say this.
But
people want to know what we're drinking at all.
No, usually I'm drinking water, but this time I did have a beer.
I am drinking Beringer White Zinfandel.
Sam Adams.
And he's drinking Sam Adams.
It's the right choice.
2006.
Nice. Very nice. So, we're going to take off. We will see you guys. No, actually, next week we're taking a break. We'll see you the weekend after that.
Yep.
And take care of yourselves. Have a great week. And be good to yourselves.
We hope to see you.
Two Buddhist soup.